Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1504, air date October 27th, 2024.
I know we're going to talk about a lot of things, but I want to focus on who the real enemy is.
Welcome you. Well, I was going to start because I know there's like Trump, there is Kamala, and people ask me, so what is the other option if we don't vote for Trump? You know, that's what I just actually came out of an interview and a show on the Alex Jones show. And they said the same. I said, hey, why don't you look at other options like Dr. Shiva? But Dr. Shiva is not really American because he wasn't born in America. And there is a law, whatever. Can you explain?
First of all, we're on the ballot in nearly every state. So
that's right.
So it doesn't matter what they say, we're on the ballot. Like in Massachusetts, we're on the ballot. Wisconsin, we're on the ballot. So if I wasn't allowed to run, why would the states put me on the ballot? Now, the reality, some states have put me on the ballot. Colin, I don't know what you're playing there, but some states have put me on the ballot and other states have not put me on the ballot. Mm-hmm. The bottom line is this, that the natural born provision in the Constitution was never defined. Number two, that was like in 1787, but the 14th Amendment was passed, which says all citizens are equal. All citizens are equal. What does that mean? That means you don't have two classes of citizens. You can't say, oh, you can be a U.S. citizen, but you can't run for the office of president. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, that was the 14th Amendment. That would be like saying, oh, you're black. You can go to all those restaurants, Colin, but not that one. Okay, there's not two classes of citizens. You see, people accept nonsense and they just put up with it. They think it's okay. Well, the 14th Amendment was passed. So not only can I run for president, which is a First Amendment right, but I can also be president. Now, in 2004 and 8, just to give you an idea, there was a guy called Roger Calero who ran for president and he was put on the ballot in many states and he wasn't even a US citizen.
Huh?
He was a Nicaraguan citizen. Okay? So here's the bottom line. What the real enemy is ignorance here. People don't even understand how the United States Constitution works. I don't know who you were on the show with Alex Jones. If Alex said that, he's a fucking idiot. Okay?
No, Alex didn't say that. Other guests. Alex didn't say that.
Yeah, they're fucking idiots because they're either Trumpers. And Trump is the one who sued us in Wisconsin to get us off the ballot. And Kamala Harris sued us in New Jersey to get us off the ballot. Uh-huh. They're afraid of real bottoms-up movements. This is what we need to understand. Trump and Kamala Harris are both Zionist cocksuckers. They do not represent the American people. Why do you need to raise billions of dollars? Why do you need billions of dollars? I mean, we only raised less than $100,000, and we got on the ballot in nearly every state. Booby fucking Kennedy had to raise $20 million. People need to understand they've made it a rich man's game. And we've screwed that up for them because we got on the ballot in nearly every state except four. In 13 of the states, we're listed. We got the rights to be listed. In the other states, we're right in. But in every state, we have leaders and we have electors. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter what the fuck they say. They need to shut the fuck up and stop being racist. And they need to not be nativist because the United States Constitution never define natural born. Moreover, you have the 14th Amendment, which is equal protection. Two equals two, right?
Because that's why they said that Arnold Schwarzenegger couldn't be a president because
Schwarzenegger is an idiot. He doesn't understand how the law works. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So they can talk about it, but it's like they said women could not vote, right?
Yeah.
What did women do? They just decided to run for office and they created a bottoms up movement. The bottom line is, many people have run for office. In fact, in 1892 until recent times, the Prohibition Party had people who were under the age of 33 running for office. Okay? And they got on the ballot in every state. So what people need to understand, there's running for office, being elected, and holding the office. Now, the Article 2, Section 1, Clause 5, which was written in 1787, says you have to be 35 years of age. I'm that. You have to live here 14 years, which I am. I'm a U.S. citizen. And it says you have to be natural born. Natural born is never defined. Okay? But then the 14th Amendment came 100 years later, and it said whether you're natural born or whether you're naturalized, you're equal. Period. So you cannot say, I can invent email, I can do this, I can do this, I can get degrees, but you can't run for president. That's not equal. That means, are we equal or unequal? That means there's 25 million Americans who are second-class citizens. That's not acceptable. So people need to understand that, A, do they believe in America, that we're all equal citizens, or do they believe in inequality? That's a question, fundamental question. You should ask them.
Another question that comes up here is that they were like bashing Obama because Obama wasn't born in Hawaii. They said he was born in Kenya or somewhere or whatever. So they were saying, well, he shouldn't be entitled to be president because this and that. That's another example of how
people be entitled. The real issue is, what does it mean to be a citizen? Bottom line is, is there one class of citizens or two class of citizens? The second issue is, if you're going to start, the real thing the founders wanted was loyalty. Why is Trump able to run for president? He sucks Zionist cock all day. Why is Trump able? I mean, a lot of these people are traitors. Most of the Congress, they get funded by AIPAC, by Israel. There are people in the United States government that are able to hold dual citizenship. Mm-hmm. So we should go to the, if we want to have a discussion about this, let's really have a discussion. Who is loyal to the United States? When I became a naturalized citizen, I had to take an oath, which says I gave up my passport to India, said bye-bye to India, where I could be president and prime minister, and I took allegiance. You can't make me an orphan. So now I can. I gave up my Indian citizenship. I come to America. You can't say the Constitution, equal protection, says we're all equal.
You have to give up your passport, your Indian passport, but then you have Secretary of State Blinken that he's got dual citizenship.
Why don't they talk about him? Why he's able to suck Zionist cock and be two citizens? Trump sucks Zionist cock all day. All these fucking Trumpers are mostly Alex Jones people, you know, are Zionists. We should ask them, oh, so you love Israel more than America? You know, Trump says we should bomb the shit out of Iran. We should finish the job. What's he talking about? And these people call themselves Christians. A, you're not a Christian then. You're not an American. You should be booted out of this country because you have dual loyalty, or you're more loyal to Israel. Mm-hmm. Okay? So a number of these people in the Congress, in the United States, I mean, Kamala Harris and Trump both are loyal to Israel. They will betray the American people for Israel. Why are they allowed to be president? Why should they be president? They're traitors.
But then you have people like, for example, the bishop, the Orthodox Church, Brother Nathaniel. I guess you heard about him, and he's very anti-Jew, being himself, you know, having been a Jew converted into Christianity and whatever, and he doesn't like Jews pretty much in general. He says, "Well, Zionism, Jews, same thing, right? It's only Jesus Christ or whatever."
Let's have a much more. I mean, I like to educate people, Colin, because these are a little bit, we're having little piecemeal discussions. Look, the real issue is, who is the enemy of the American people? Okay? Who is the real enemy? Not only the American people, but working people. And this is a discussion that I really wanted to have with you. Who is the enemy? The real enemy of people are those who want to make sure, or systems that want to make sure, that we, Colin, as people, never build bottoms-up movements. And what do I mean by that? That means we come bottoms-up for any issue. We build bottoms-up movements. We have our own leaders that come from below. Mm-hmm. And so the real enemy of those bottoms-up movements, because if you look at history, whether it's in Europe or whether the United States or Canada or India or Asia, wherever you look, the only way change, any real change has ever come, is from bottoms up independent movements with our own leaders, people like me who come from below. And this fact is what they want to keep ignorant. That's, they want to make people ignorant. Okay. So everything they do, if you understand this one singular issue, sometimes in life, once you figure out one issue, everything else falls into place. They do not want us, working people, ever to have our own bottoms-up movements, period. They do not want us to understand how the few control the many. You know, everyone should go to shatter the swarm. That's where everyone should start. If you really want to be an expert, you have to listen to people who've actually done the work. I mean, I've been studying this for 50 years of my life. It's been my life mission to understand how change occurs, real change, how we can make that occur. And in order to do that, you got to understand who the real enemy is. And that's what I call the swarm, Colin. And if people go to shatter the swarm, they'll really understand from an MIT PhD, a scientist who's made it very easy for people to understand. On a whiteboard, I draw out a diagram. So people go to shatterthestorm.com. They should do it with their family, their kids. I don't say a lot of curse words in there. In fact, I don't say any curse words. So it's family friendly. But you will understand in a very powerful way how the few control the many. So you got to go to shatterthestorm.com. Spend 15 minutes. Everyone should do that. I think it's probably got a couple hundred, 200 million views. Yeah, if you go there and if you close down that little pop-up, everyone should watch that video. After you watch that video, everyone should come to our open house.
Everyone, it's done.
Yeah, so you can we can play that later on. Okay, but it's a 15-minute video. In 15 minutes on a whiteboard, I go through in detail, explain to people how the few control the many. And if you start here, then you're going to get a real education. But if you don't start, you're going to just be talking nonsense and talking about Trump and Harris or stupid shit, okay? So this is a very powerful way that I want to educate people. Let's start with, you know, at the base. Who is the enemy?
But listen, but listen, a lot of people are going to say that you have to prevent immigrants from getting a citizenship after 5 years and a half or whatever it takes.
Yeah, you should tell them to go fuck themselves. Immigrants are the ones who built the United States. Everyone's an immigrant here, okay? If they're saying shit like that, they should get the fuck out because they're not Americans. America was built on immigrant labor, okay? Mm-hmm. So this is just nonsense. They always blame somebody else. You see, blame the immigrants, blame the blacks, blame the women, blame poor white people, right? Blame everyone else. It's all distractions. Let's go back to the central principle, Colin. They do not want us building bottoms-up movements. That's like commandment number one. First commandment, they do not want us building bottoms-up movements. So once you get that clear, everything else falls into line. So they create these elections, which are selections, okay? All, you know, and look at how close they make the elections, 48% to 48%, right? Oh my God, it's such a close election. You got to get out and vote for one of these idiots. It's all engineered. It's engineered to make this like those wrestling matches, you see? Mm-hmm. And the entire process is to make sure that really qualified people like myself, they make it very hard for us to even get on the ballot. To win a U.S. Senate race, for example, you have to raise close to $50 to $75 million. To win a president race, you got to raise $1 billion. Now, you tell me, is that democracy?
Well, Elon Musk is giving away 1 million each of.
He's violating all sorts of laws. He's a dumb fuck, okay? And he just makes up shit. Him and government are like this. He's also a Zionist Mossad agent, and he's never really invented anything. Everything he does is an act. So you have to understand these people are just, it doesn't matter. You see, you're talking about Elon Musk. Let's talk about us, the people, Colin. All these are distractions. We need to focus on what is the end goal. What is the end goal? The end goal is freedom for the billions of us. The end goal is health, and the end goal is truth. Truth, freedom, health. If you look at it, cost of living is going up like this, and lifespan is going down, okay? So if you go to shivaforpresident.com, you can bring that up. This is a fundamental issue. Mm-hmm. Let's forget all the noise. Let's not talk about bullshit, the discussions they want us to have. Let's talk about the reality for the 8 billion of us. If you go to Shiva for President, if you can bring that up in a window, I just want to direct your audience to a couple of things. If you go to Shiva, or if you want, I had the Shiva
for President.
Yeah, bring it up. I want to show you something. Bring it up large.
In the meantime, I was going to ask you something, because they said there on the chat that one thing is the settlers, another thing is the immigrants. When the immigrants got to America, there was already a country. So the country was there before the immigrants, not after the immigrants. They helped build something, but the infrastructure was there by the settlers at the beginning that they founded.
Where did the settlers come from, Colin?
But you consider, what do you consider native? Because the Phoenicians, the Romans,
these are all irrelevant discussions. It's all irrelevant. The issues.
I'm just asking you tough questions because they're going to start asking this thing.
It's all irrelevant. It's all ignorant discussions. This America was built by immigrants from day one. Okay. The seven people who signed the Constitution were immigrants. They were born in England and West Indies, etc. Okay. Mm-hmm. The people who came on the Mayflower were immigrants. Okay. So yeah, so bring that up larger. Go to larger. I just want to direct people. Yeah. Yeah. So go to the free downloads on the right side. So this is Shiva for president. You see, write down free downloads. Yep. Go there and scroll down a little bit, very slowly. So this is a card. We've been handing out 10 million of these. Scroll down and people can print these. Okay. Go down right there. So this is a three, stop right there. This is a 3.5 inch by 5 inch card. It says, save yourself. I'm not coming to save you. No one's coming to save us. And it says, vote right in Dr. Shiva for president. Now go, keep scrolling down the back of the card. It says, yep, they're killing you right there. Stop. Shatter the swarm. That's our message. So first of all, we're building a global movement. Our movement is saying, look, they don't give a fuck about you. During the pandemic, 600 billionaires made $2.3 trillion. Thank you to Trump. They printed $8 trillion. And that was transferred to morons like Elon Musk. And look at what's happened. Cost of living is going up because the U.S. keeps printing money. And the only way the United States can print money is because they're the reserve currency. And the reason the U.S. is a reserve currency is not because of any fundamentals of economics like gold or petroleum. It's because of something called aircraft carriers and Israel and B-52s. So the U.S. threatens the U.S. elite, not the United American people. The elites threaten other countries. And cost of living has been going up. Look, whether it's a Democrat or Republican, for the last 60 years, cost of living is going up. But look what's happening to lifespan, Colin. If you're running a business and you're losing sales and you're losing employees and you're losing customers, you got a serious problem. So we just need to call a big timeout and look at the actual data. Lifespan is going down. And it has, irrespective of Democrats or Republicans,
Make health great again, Robert.
Yeah, Booby fucking Kennedy stole that from us. He's a moron.
Booby Kennedy says, make American health great again. Yeah. You live longer.
Yeah. Meanwhile, he basically says everyone should be vaccinated. Okay. He talks about shit.
He talked on the phone. There was a video talking to Trump on the phone and saying, Trump, well, the Moderna vaccine and in this, it was not that good and whatever. And start explaining, Vax is bad.
Yeah, but you know what? Everyone needs to be, you have to understand the real enemy, Colin, is not what they say, what they did. Everyone who came into Booby Kennedy's house in Malibu had to be vaccinated. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. So why didn't you know that?
Were there a lot of nice chicks? Because he seems to be on Instagram, checking the chicks' profile.
Yeah, he was banging all these anti-vax women. Okay. He banged like 38 women while he was married, drove his wife to hang herself. And that's very healthy, right? That's very healthy, really healthy. And then he gets the testosterone shots. He's taking nicotine pills. And then he does a shtick. You see, anything out of Booby Kennedy's mouth, that's why his voice is like that, because he's a snake. He's a devil. All right. So they tell people what they want to hear. But look at what he's actually done during the lockdowns. Kennedy was pro lockdowns. He was supporting lockdowns. He believes in the climate change scam. So it doesn't matter what they say. We as working people, and that's why, because I come from below, I'm saying, everyone, shut the fuck up and look at what they actually did. And if you have these conversations where you keep repeating what they're saying, you're basically a slave to them. You're basically being used. So we have to ask real questions, Colin.
But you know a lot of things. You have a lot of knowledge. you are very intelligent, and the average American has the IQ of a post fence. You understand?
That's not true. Absolutely not true. The average American is very smart. They have been made dumb.
You're voting for Trump and Kamala. Come on.
No. This is what's happened. Since 1900, a guy called, by the way, if people go to Shiva for president, they should get those cards and they should hand them out. But you see what the back of that card has, right? Go to the back. This is the message. They're killing you. The goal is to, there's two realities that can occur. We reduce the population about 500 million people. We replace it with robots and all this for a few set of people. Because the elites are looking at this, or the swarm is saying, why do we need all these people? Why do we need 8 billion people? We want to maximize profit and own all the resources. We don't need all these people. But the working people's realities, I don't view 8 billion people as a waste. Imagine unleashing the innovation among those 8 billion people. We have no idea of how many things we could innovate and create. They want to create a world that's just for them, Colin. And this is where we're at. Why is lifespan going down? Why is life? If you had a child in the United States today, your child will have a shorter lifespan than you.
Because they eat a lot of junk food, burgers, they eat a lot of vegetables. And
it's not only that. No, it's many things.
There's stressful lives.
Stress.
They work. They live to work instead of, you know, working for a living like we do here in Europe.
Exactly. So stress. So the policies of the swarm, the policies have affected the biology of Americans. So the average American doesn't know how to save money. They only have $400 in their bank account. That's a lot of stress. The average American's immune systems are shot. The average American can't even get a fresh apple, you know, or good meat or good vegetables without it being pesticide. Mm-hmm. The average American's kids don't even learn how to think anymore, right? In fact, all of these politicians are corrupt. So we actually have solutions for every one of those, which we've been teaching people for the last 5-6 years anyway. So we have a thing called Certified Clean. We have a whole program called Systems Health. We have created a platform that helps people, if they wanted, to create new medicines from natural compounds. You see, we actually have solutions. They don't give a fuck about you. Look at this graph. So any discussion about, oh, what about Trump? What about Kamala? What about booby fucking Kennedy? What about Musk? It's all bullshit. It's just noise. Blah, 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 blah. Let's have the real discussion. The real discussion is these people are our enemies. They fucking hate you. They want to increase cost of living. They want to reduce lifespan. Just look at the data. It's right in front of you. They treat
people with contempt. But they're very crafty. They you call them grifters and stuff. But Elon Musk is going to go to Mars in a couple of years, and that's going to be big again. How is he going to achieve that? I mean,
let me tell you, it's all irrelevant. The real relevance is cost of living is going up, lifespan is coming down. Okay? So we're going to go to Mars and look for life there when we don't even know how to handle life here. Does that make any sense, Colin?
It seems to me a stunt.
He's full of shit. Everything the guy's done has failed. PayPal, well, his company failed. And then Peter Thiel had to come and save him.
PayPal blocked my account. And they shadow banned you on Twitter. Because suddenly
I have 350,000 followers. And when I was the one who exposed the fact that the government has a backdoor portal to Twitter. When they put me back on Twitter, I said, hey, Elon, why don't you make me CEO? That got 10 to 20 million views per day. And then I said, Elon, are you going to take down the backdoor portal into Twitter? It went from 10,000 views a day down to 10 million views a day. And I have all the data down to 10,000 views a day. You follow? Mm-hmm. He's a little piece of shit. I used to know idiots like these little nerds. They're not really that bright. They act like they're smart, but he's backed. Where government ends and Elon Musk begins, nobody knows. Okay? Tell me what he has actually innovated. Name to me something he's actually created.
He just gets funding from the Arabs and friends from capital gain, whatever.
But they've created a mythos.
He gets funding from the government to produce shit cars with lithium batteries that explode.
Right, but he didn't even create the cars. Tesla engineers.
Or not. They were invented like 100 years ago. It just makes nice, sleek models. you know, just to con people into some marketing that they have a very nice car. That's very expensive. Nobody's going to buy the cars here in Europe. In America, some people, they have money. So they like having, you know, because they have a residual income. They say, oh, I'm going to buy that because it looks nice. Like, I'm going to buy a wife or something, you know, or a TV.
Yeah. So, Colin, what our movement, our campaign, and everyone should go to truthfreedomhealth.com to watch shatterthesswarm.com. It's a, if you even want to have any chance of winning, you have to start with shatterthesswarm.com. You have to. If not, you're going to be just talking nonsense. And, you know, our movement, about 500 million people throughout the world know it. We have about 500 million people who got involved. And we are actually educating people bottoms up to understand this dynamic. People aren't dumb. They've been made dumb. They're not dumb. People have been deliberately made dumb. And I'm saying we're going to raise people's standards. We're going to find those people who actually want to learn. And we're going to build our movement on that. And they're going to bring other people along like a magnet. But I think it's wrong to say we, the working people, are dumb. That's not a good thing. That's what they want to make us dumb. So we have to stop that right away.
But the reality, tough, but the Trumpers and most of the people, I know they're going to vote for Trump, millions of them. They have, you know, big issues here and the topics. And they say, well, I'm going to open the alien files. I'm going to open the JFK files.
But you have to understand, it's all distractions, Colin.
I'm going to cut down the Israel budget, so they're going to stop making war against Palestinians. I'm going to stop the war in Ukraine because I'm going to talk to Zelensky. I'm going to talk to Putin. I mean, they have very strong points here, you know? Like, Trump's
doesn't matter
economy under Trump was not that bad.
Yeah, well, he was very bad. Again, these are just statements. Well, under whose watch was the entire country locked down? Who didn't fire Fauci? Did you know Trump gave Fauci a presidential commendation award 12 hours before he left office? Did you know that?
Yeah.
You knew that, right?
Yeah. And Birx was there. The one that was involved with the AIDS scam, too.
Right. So pharmaceutical companies' revenue has been going down like this. Pfizer's revenue went from $65 billion to $40 billion. After Trump went in, it went like that, $100 billion. People need to really look at the facts. They got to stop watching the hype because the hype is made up. Trump brought in Pompeo and Bolton. He just said Bolton was a good guy. Pompeo was a good guy. These are warmongers. Trump is a fucking bullshitter. He's an absolute con man. I've met him twice. He used my material to raise about $500 million. And then he only spent $9 million. A report just came out in a book. So I know this guy. All right. He's a fucking con man. Kamala Harris is a con woman. The elites, these two are their puppets. All they're looking at is who can fucking deceive people the better. And at the last minute, they'll tweak the elections and that person will get to win. You have to understand this is a swarm. They may have their own internal puppets that may have slight differences. They're negotiating with them right now. Who will suck Israel's dick better? Okay? And whoever does that better, they're going to flip the election to them. That's how this works. That's why Trump was put in power in 2016. Okay? Mm-hmm. Because Netanyahu made sure he got into power. The Russia things were just a hoax within a hoax. Again, the real enemy of the people are those forces who do not want us to build bottoms-up movements. Now, you compare my credentials, everything I've contributed, even just the last 4 years, compared that to Trump and Kamala Harris. There's no fucking comparison. There's no comparison, right? My origin, you know, my journey as a real American, look at their journeys. They don't even compare. So the issue is, why is it we're on the ballot in most states? And they are going to such extreme to make us invisible. But and this way, if you go to my Twitter feed, you'll see it. Wait a minute, Dr. Shiva, why aren't you talking about Dr. Shiva? You see? Mm-hmm. Who helped us with the election fraud in 2020? Who called out Fauci? Who saved hundreds of millions of people's lives when it mattered? That was my work. So they don't do anything when it's the right time, but they have a huge marketing machine that tells people that they're dumb. And that feeds them like Madison Avenue advertising. You see? That is the real enemy. And so our movement, in a very deliberate way, is exposing scumbags like him, scumbags like Joe Rogan. I mean, Joe Rogan's been following me. You can go look at it since 2013, when I started exposing, I wrote 5 scientific papers exposing genetically engineered foods. Eddie Bravo told Joe to have me on. He didn't put me on. He put Kevin Folta on, the pro-Monsanto guys, pro-GMO. Mm-hmm. Joe Rogan has always wanted to be a star, okay? Very, very insecure fellow. His agent is Ari Emanuel, who was Trump's agent. Ari Emanuel is part of the entire Mossad clique, okay? He runs mm-hmm. Hollywood. He runs UFC, okay? He just bought WWE Wrestling. It's all fucking theater. So I'm not really interested in having those discussions. My discussions is to reach out among the 8 billion people on this planet, find those people, and there's quite a bit of them, who are over this nonsense, and they're looking for how we shatter the swarm. You mm-hmm. see? That's what we should be talking about. And the fact is, you have to ask yourself, why are these elections so close? 48-48. Right? That's what the New York Times, Siena poll. How do they make them so close? Do you really? And they'll say, oh, the American people are so divided, right? So it's all engineered, Colin. It is absolutely engineered. The election fraud begins. Who gets visibility? Who gets on the ballot? And we have defied that. We have gotten on the ballot in spite of the natural born question. We still got on the ballot. I have 7, one of them is a Supreme Court case. The other 6 are in the appellate case. And we're doing this by ourselves. Do you know we have our volunteers, we write our own lawsuits, and we're in federal court. If you look at the lawsuits that we're filing, that would have taken a lawyer probably $5 to $10 million of legal fees. We're doing it on our own. We're showing people we build a bottoms-up movement. So this is what's powerful. What we should be talking about is, how do we shatter the swarm? How do we win? How do we, the working people of the world, get what we want? That's what I'm interested in. I don't want to worry about them. I don't want to talk about these fucking fools. I don't want to talk about fucking Alex Jones and his show, because Alex sucks Zionist cock too.
But Alex Jones had you on the show. You've been on the Alex Jones show.
Yeah, I made him a lot of money putting me on his show. He didn't help me.
Well, asking for money. They say, Alex, if you want, you know, send me some fucking cash, because I need to be on prime time, and that costs a lot of money.
No, we don't need prime time. We need to get on the ground. The future is offline. You see, you're still thinking plantation attitude, Colin. You got to get off the plantation. I suggest you go watch Shatter the Swarm. You have to understand, once you leave the plantation, you start engaging your creativity. You see, we hand out these cards. We go offline, and then people go watch our videos. Direct, all in our data center. The internet, social media is all fully controlled. There is no opposition forces on social media. In 2020, 2021, the reason you came to know about me was, boom, man, we got our shit out to about 500 million people. People know who Dr. Shiva is. They have to go to extremes to try to deny my existence. That's what's so funny. You see?
But the internet gives you a lot of power and a lot of you know, presence. I mean, we have 2 people here, one from Greece was an influencer, another one, Elvise, from Spain, that actually got to the European Congress, the parliament or whatever it's called. I don't know what that is for. It's like fucking fascist, the European Parliament. You know, they want to censor all the media and stuff. And they have like 1 million followers. And people, they voted them because they're tired of the regular politicians. That's what I'm saying. I know you through the internet, because otherwise, you know, you wouldn't reach many parts of the United States, you know, that go because.
Right. But Colin, that was during 2020 to 2022, before the censors came down. Okay. But more and more people are finding out about us offline. You follow?
Yeah.
The future is offline. I've always seen the future 3 to 10 years ahead. If you go look at everything I called in 2020, everything's come to pass. I'm telling you, the future to fundamentally change the world is offline. On these major platforms, it's fully controlled. You even see the grifters that they push out there. They're owned. They're controlled. None of them, even when it comes to the Zionism issue, none of them talk about the real issues, Colin. They don't talk about the fundamental issues, which is we need to end the occupation of the United States by Zionism.
Who is occupying the United States? Who's occupying the United States?
Well, if you look at where do you want me to start? So let's talk Congress of the United States. If you want to win a congressional seat, you must take money from an organization called AIPAC. Do you know who AIPAC is?
Mm-hmm. Okay. They said that JFK actually was going to ban, well, not ban the Israeli lobby, but name the lobby as a foreign agent. And when Kennedy died, it was a national thing. It was not anymore a foreign agent. Do you know this?
Yeah, I've heard all this nonsense. It doesn't matter. Who the fuck cares about John F. Kennedy? John F. Kennedy was part of one Irish mafia fan, which was competing with the Jewish mafia. Okay. You see what I'm saying is you got to get off the plantation, Colin. You're still talking about these people on top as though they give a fuck about us. They don't. John F. Kennedy, look, we have a volunteer on our team, okay? Her father was at Harvard when John F. Kennedy was there. In fact, more interestingly, John F. Kennedy was his roommate, okay?
Mm-hmm.
John F. Kennedy never went to class. He had every STD, sexually transmitted disease, you can imagine, okay? Never went to class, never really worked hard, and he used to get A's. Now tell me, how did he do that? Because his father made a few calls. Booby fucking Kennedy was unqualified to even step foot in Harvard. In fact, he said, oh, I'm a Kennedy. I just write in the word Kennedy. He gets into Harvard, okay? And his senior thesis was written by his roommate, who wins him his award. Do you understand that these people are just scumbags? So let's forget all this Kennedy files, the Kennedys. Oh my God, Kennedys weren't fighting for us. They're not. It's just one mafia family against another mafia family. So we're down here watching these fuckers fight each other for different land grabs, and we're getting involved in their stupid fights. I don't give a fuck who assassinates who at that level. You got to get over that. Mm-hmm. The issue is, what is happening to the broad mass of 8 billion people? How is your life improving? How is the life of my friends who work very hard, who have 2 kids, 3 kids? They only have $400, $500 savings in their account. Let's talk about the lives of the majority of people on this planet. So you were talking at this life and people are doing it to get clicks and views and entertain people. That's not my interest. And so the real enemy of people is talking at this level, thinking these people from above are going to come help us. And that's the ignorance that needs to be shattered, Colin. Right
now.
Yep.
One big issue.
Oh, here. That's somebody. Somebody's showing a card there. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, this is in Texas. In Texas.
There you go. So these are people in Texas, okay, meeting right now, okay? And they're out there handing out our cards in Dallas. Millions and millions of these cards are being handled out. Now tell me, does Trump or Kamala Harris even have volunteers who'll take on their vacation, on their days off, and go do this? No. All their volunteers are paid. So they have to collect all this money. So they take money from working people here and then give it to the TV advertisers over here. We don't need that much money. Do you understand? Because our movement is based on people power.
Yeah. I know, for example, in India, it's bad if you actually charge for knowledge or for doing these things. But for example, in the United States, people get paid for everything, you know? That's why you have also lobbies and stuff like that and the assistance. But,
right.
But yeah.
The issue is, Colin, that since if you look at that graph, since 1970 until today, cost of living is going up and lifespan is coming down. So whether it was a Democrat, look at 1970, whether you voted for Jimmy Carter or you voted for Ronald Reagan in the 80s or whether you voted for George Bush or then did you vote for Bill Clinton, then did you vote for the second Bush, then did you vote for Obama? They've all been printing money and they have all been destroying health. Okay? So the issue is, if you keep voting for any of these fools or you keep having stupid discussions about the Kennedys, fuck the Kennedys. They had one Kennedy who fucking murdered a woman right here in Massachusetts and got to be senator. We got it. This is all brainwashing. Mm-hmm. It's total fucking brainwashing. So I would suggest that we don't even talk about these people, because what you're doing is you're playing into the enemy. We should have much more profound discussions
libertarian, anarcho-capitalist.
No, I'm talking about truth, freedom, health. Libertarians don't have a fundamental theory of how to change the world. Okay.
Well, you can have a country without a state. You can have the nation. You don't have necessarily to have a government.
Yeah, but the thing is, they want to privatize everything, okay?
And what is bad about privatizing? Because you already have private stuff. I mean, they use capitalism to milk the people.
Well, what's happened is in the United States, there were public infrastructure, like the United States Postal Service, okay? Which is the foundations of the First Amendment in the United States. The reason the founders created the Postal Service before they had the internet and cell phones was everyone could communicate with everyone else for pennies, Colin, everyone equally. Free speech equaled free reach. You follow me?
Yeah.
Elon Musk, that dirtbag, says free speech doesn't equal free reach. The same thing as the Zionist ADL says. Let me repeat that again. When Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, when they put together the Postal Service, it was a way that you could hand out flyers, you could communicate. Free speech equal free reach. Following me?
Mm-hmm. Now, but you can spy people through the U.S. Postal Service.
It's a 22-year sentence in prison. That's false.
Benjamin Franklin started the spying on people using the U.S. Postal Service.
What you said is a false statement. Okay, the United States Postal Service was created, and a lot of people don't know about this. It's a private, public, quasi infrastructure. It's really the people's infrastructure, and it's really what enables the First Amendment to take place. And that separate from the Postal Service, they created an Inspector General's office that enabled, that had its own police force, that made sure that postal workers didn't open up mail. And if they did, it was a 22-year sentence in prison. You understand that? Mm-hmm. Postal Service, quite an extraordinary infrastructure. In 1997, I met with the Postal Service. I said, hey, email is here. All these private companies are now giving away free email. This is very dangerous. You should also have an email service that you should offer, because if the Postal Service had an email service and anyone opened that email, it's a 22-year sentence in prison. But now Gmail can open your email. They're a private company. They have their First Amendment rights. Hotmail, Yahoo, all these people, AOL, okay? So what's happened is government has outsourced very important public infrastructure to private companies. And by doing that, they're laundering censorship, laundering surveillance. Elon Musk just got, or Starlink just got a $2 billion contract to do spy satellites, okay, for the government. This means when a private company is managing that, you have a private individual and a private corporation, they're on the equal tier. But government can censor you, and you can't do anything about it because Twitter itself has its First Amendment rights. It's very clever. This is why certain infrastructure must be owned by we the people. So if the government violates it, we have recourse. Now we don't anymore. I hope you understand what I'm saying. This is very, very profound. Yeah. What's going on?
So but New York, for example, the Central Park, when it was private, it was very beautiful and things, never happened. There was no crime or anything. Yeah, very little. Now you can walk around without getting mugged or robbed or something because it's public.
Nah, that's all nonsense. No, the issue is, that's all nonsense. The issue is I'm talking about something very specific, okay? In 1980, the Postal Service was ripped apart and it was outsourced to, let's say, FedEx and DHL. DHL and FedEx can open your letters and you have no recourse. Do you know that? But if the government opens your letter, you can sue the government. You have no one you can sue right now. You're fucked. If Twitter decides to throw you off, you're fucked. But if the government offered its own, just like the email mail platform, it'd be very different. When I explain this to people, initially they don't get it. Then they go, holy shit. You have to understand the framers of the US Constitution were really brilliant human beings. They were thinking 300 years down the road. Mm. This is why they created public infrastructure.
But it was very little. When the Republic was founded and all that, there was barely any government, except probably for U.S. Postal Service, some other very
few. That's not true. No, they created quite a bit of infrastructure. Mm. In fact, up until 1970, 70% of the
there was no Federal Reserve. For example,
Yeah, but
it was not a central bank.
Right, but the, I'm talking about the United States government existed, okay? They created a representative democracy, all this kind of stuff. But the point is, I want to talk about the outsourcing of very important public infrastructure, because now we live in a very different world, okay? So if you look from that point till today, a lot of very important public infrastructure is owned by private companies. Four major telecommunication companies are owning our communications right now. There should be a mesh network, which is the internet of we the people. So let's say Vodafone or, you know, or AT&T doesn't like you, they can shut you off, and they can, they have that right. So you're fucked.
But then there should be more companies and less regulation. If you have less regulation, none, then you have lots of companies like AT&T, even local companies. They could, they
yeah, but what you're forgetting is that when you have privatization and you look at capitalism, capitalism evolves over time. The nature of capitalism is to maximize profit. And there will be three or four big fish at the end of it, because they, one will gobble up another company will gobble up another company, okay? It's a nature of capitalism as a beast. Over time, in any sector, you'll only have three or four people, because capitalism grows by expanding markets or lowering costs. That's the two drivers. So you expand markets and lower costs by going into areas where you can get cheap labor. So eventually, you will end up with a handful of major players in any industry. And that's what's happened in every major industry. There's not 100 chip companies. There's maybe four. There's maybe four telecommunications companies. It's a nature of the evolution of capitalism to imperialism. Mm-hmm. So the libertarians, which are actually dumb fucks, they say, oh, well, you're going to, we should have more private companies. Well, what they don't understand is the nature of capitalism, monopoly capitalism, will always lead to this end state.
Yeah, but always. Monopoly is because of the government that's putting up regulations for, you know, the small and medium businesses not to reach those things
exactly.
that the corporations have.
But the nature of capitalism will always result in a revolving door between the unholy alliance between government and those big companies. You look at pharmaceutical companies, the same guy who's the head of a pharmaceutical company one day will then be head of the FDA another day. The same guy who's ahead of the Treasury one day will be over working at the Fed, okay? Or at a major bank, I'm sorry, right? The same guy who is at a major university will one day be working at the NIH, making decisions on what federal dollars go. It's a revolving door because of the collusionary nature of this system of imperialism. Because the swarm.
But let's do away without the FDA. The central bank, the Federal Reserve,
and yes, then you have okay, more. So now let's talk about that. So you people say, "Oh,
I mean,
yeah."
Would you do that? Would you sign
yeah,
for example?
Yeah, let me just stop here. Yes, the Fed should end. Yes, we should break up big all those things. Any of the policies we're talking about, everyone will agree to 99%. Okay. The question is, Colin, how do you get there? Otherwise, just talking. Oh, end the Fed. Well, how? How are you going to end the Fed? How are you going to break up Big Pharma? How?
Bobby Kennedy says that he's going to break up Big Pharma and the FDA.
You should tell Bobby Kennedy to go fuck himself. Okay, he's a fucking bullshitter. Okay, he's a fucking lying piece of shit. In the middle of the lockdowns, he promoted lockdowns. Now, he openly tells you personal integrity and public integrity are two different things. He talks about, I want to help the children. Yeah, but you're okay bombing Israel, okay? Make America help
you. Bombing Palestine.
But yeah, bombing Palestine. He's fine. He was fine going into, fighting the Ukraine war. Do you understand he's a piece of shit? He's a bullshitter.
So what do we do with Israel? Do we have to move into Siberia or we leave them there? We kind of
let me just continue this thought because you brought up some good things. Okay, end the Fed. We want to any of these real issues which stand for most of the people of the planet, Colin, is only going to occur if we the people build a bottoms up movement. Now I've said that a number of times. You haven't asked what is a bottoms up movement. What is a movement? Okay. So the only way any substantial things are ever going to change is through a bottoms-up movement. How did Black people get the right to vote? How did women get the right to vote? How?
Immigrants should vote for Kamala or for Trump? I don't know.
I'm talking about this fundamental issue. How did women get the right to vote?
But the Rockefellers that were, you know, behind that thing, you know, that escalated into what we have now, the wokeism and stuff like that. I'm not saying that I'm against voting. I mean,
you're going to another realm. I'm talking about fundamental rights of, you know,
but it's a fundamental right to abortion, for example. Abortion, what do you think about abortion?
Let's talk about something as human suffrage. In Afghanistan, women had the right to vote before American women. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay. So how did women get the right to vote? If you think women should not get the right to vote, then I'm not sure what we're even talking about. But how did child labor?
I'm actually against voting.
Yeah,
but that's because I'm extremist ANCAP. You understand? I mean, voting, democracy. I know you're running for president here. I'm trying to bring up very strong issues. Because it will come out on a debate.
Well, no.
I don't know how to get a military together. That's why probably you need some kind of republic or something, yeah, or some government or infrastructure.
Well, I think the fundamental issue is, Colin, I'm going to say for the nth time, that nothing has ever changed for the benefit of the majority of people without bottoms-up movements. Period. Children were working in factories 20 hours a day. There was no 8-hour workday. Those inequities ended by revolutionary bottoms-up movements. You know, the measles ended. 99% of measles was wiped out in the United States before the measles vaccine. How? Public infrastructure, water, right? Clean water, pipes, right? Hygiene. How did that come? It came from bottoms-up revolutionary movements in the early 1800s.
Carpenters, plumbers, engineers. Yeah, that's right.
You're right. But the elites did not want to build infrastructure for the masses. It was done from bottoms up movements.
Would you leave the WHO? Would you leave also the Kyoto Agreement that Biden reinstated those that Trump actually left? So, I mean, there's strong issues here that, you know, it pushes to one side and pulls to the other and stuff like that, you know, Shiva.
Well, no, there isn't. There. Look at that graph. Let's look at that single graph on lifespan going down. I mean, the ultimate indicator is, right, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, right? The reason we're handing out these cards is your cost of living is going up and your lifespan is coming down. So I really need you to look at this, Colin, and absorb it. So since 1970 till today, whether you have Democrat or Republican, it's been getting worse for everyday people. We need a systems overhaul. So we need to move beyond this discussion of Trump or Kamala Harris, you know, or Trump versus Hillary, or, you know, Obama versus Bush, all this nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We have to start there. Now, my running for office is done at a time to use this platform of running for president to say, even if someone like me is ever going to even get elected president, it's only going to happen with a movement. And furthermore, we win anyway, because my being out there, people are like, holy shit, this is a real guy. Why isn't this guy president? We're giving people a much higher standard, and we're lifting people up, not talking down to them. Okay. And what's resulting as a result of that is now all over the United States, we have leaders in every state. Globally, we have leaders. People are coming, very smart people, all working class people, plumbers, electricians, nurses, IT people, right? Mothers, all people from all different backgrounds across all over the world. And this is how things have always changed. So we're doing it in a very deliberate way. You see, by the way, if you scroll down through this, if you go to vashiva.com/cards, let me put it in your chat. Hold on. Go to, are you on vashiva.com? Now go to this site, okay? This is in our global movement. I just gave you in your chat. Go there.
Yeah. I'm going to pull it up here.
Private chat. So this is a global movement. We have leaders. We have people all over the world. So scroll down. So same thing, but watch. We have it in close to 56 different languages now. That's in Spanish. Okay. That's in Tamil, which is one of the ancient Indian languages. That's in Hindi. Scroll down. That so we're reaching about, you know, opportunity to reach about 1.6 billion people. This is in Finland, right? And then you have, keep going down. So the message is the same wherever you go. Germany. Lifespan is going down. Cost of living is going up.
French.
Lifespan is going down. Cost of living is going up. Okay. Swedish, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have leaders in the Netherlands, right? This is in Norwegian. Okay. Keep going down. This is in Japan, Japanese. Okay. This is in Italiano. Okay. You can help us translate it to Greek. I think you're Greek, right, Colin?
Or you're no, Greek? I'm not Greek.
Hungary?
I'm quite mixed. I'm Irish and then I have Spanish blood too. I'm American, but I'm living in Europe at the moment.
Right. So my point
in
is
Portugal.
We are building a global movement. My running for president is a tip of the spear of that, because in the United States now, because we ran for president, we built a amazing infrastructure. The discussions, so I recommend you, if you have time, Colin, this Thursday, we have an open house. It's nearly an 18-hour day for me on Thursdays. We do one from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and then we do from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. So we cover the entire globe. We have people from all over the world who come to our open house. The community that we built is a global community of very intelligent people. Again, everyday people. That
and this
learning.
Is Thursday. What time? What
Every
Eastern
Thursday
time here in the United States?
At 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. I'll give you the URL.
Show me
here.
The link. Show me the link there.
vashiva.com/orientation. So this is a, and what we're talking about, Colin, is what our parents should have done a generation ago. So I just put that up. vashiva.com/orientation. So we decided to do this because people think, oh, I'm the only one. No one. So this is our open house, okay? Register to come to our open house every Thursdays at 11 a.m. and at 8 p.m., okay? If you go to shattertheswarm.com, go back to shattertheswarm.com. I'll put it back in. Right on that. Yeah. Yeah, but get out of the video. Just bring that up. Go to the page. On that video, Colin, you can, yeah, so go down, scroll down a little bit, scroll down right there. So that's our stuff. That's our orientation. Okay. So we do this. I mean, it's a lot of work, Colin, but we are educating people. We're raising people's consciousness. We are not talking down to people.
Mm-hmm.
And the quality of people, like, that's why I really encourage you to come here, because you'll be like blown away. Like, holy shit, I've been asking like really dumb questions. Don't take it personally.
Winning chances here. If you don't win, what happens after that? You're gonna keep on with the movement, I guess, right?
Let's define winning.
Winning, you know, beating Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
That's not my definition of winning. Okay? Winning is the following. We've already won. I mean, who would have ever thought with less than $100,000 we would have gotten on all these ballots? That's a win. You know, I don't know if you know who Reince Priebus is. Do you know who he is?
No idea. Enlighten me.
Okay. You know Donald Trump, right? When he was in office.
Yeah.
Who was his chief of staff, his first chief of staff?
It was not Pompeo. I don't remember.
It was Reince Priebus. Okay.
It was not Fabrizio, because he said something about Fabrizio yesterday on the interview. I didn't know what Fabrizio
no, no,
was.
No, it's Reince Priebus. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Reince Priebus was the head of the Republican National Committee. Okay. He became Trump's chief of staff. Reince Priebus is on the board of a company a friend of mine owns. Okay. In April of 2023, when I decided to run for president, you know what Reince Priebus told my friend? He said, this is going to be very disruptive. So they know who we are. all of them know, but they have to act like we don't exist. Mm-hmm. Because they do not expect, Colin, that we as people will put on our fucking brain hats, we'll go bottoms up, we'll work very diligently to educate ourselves. They don't expect that. They expect we're going to talk about Joe Rogan, we're going to talk about Elon Musk, we're going to talk about, oh, what do you think about Trump? What do you think? They just want to distract us. So when people come to our open house, and it doesn't happen, they say, oh, what do you think about Trump? Did you see that video? What do you? We tell them to shut the fuck up. You are brainwashed. You're asking all the wrong questions. I say, what do I think about Colin? What do I think about, you know, Jason over here? What do I think about, you know, Bob over here, who was a hardworking steel mill worker who's in our movement? What is he doing? We have to start giving respect to us. These people don't give a fuck about you. So for God's sake, let's unplug and rewire the brain with our goal in mind, not their goal. JFK files are going to be released. Who the fuck cares? Alien files. Who the fuck cares? How's that going to change your life? It's not going to change your life at all. These are distractions, calculated distractions, done to fuck your brain up. Meanwhile, what's happening? So when you get away from these distractions, and this is why the ancient rishis or anyone who's into any type of serious endeavor, you have to block out all the shit and you have to sit quietly and you have to really see things as they are. And when you see things as they are, you will start asking intelligent fucking questions. You will not ask these stupid questions. And our leaders reflect our state of consciousness, Colin. You have dumb fucking leaders like Trump or Kamala Harris, or dumb heroes like fucking Elon Musk, or fakers like Fucker Carlson, that reflects the consciousness of people. And so deliberately, to have the elites have their puppets, they have to lower the consciousness of people. So the solution, you raise the consciousness of people. And you only need to raise around 3 to 5%. So we're very serious about it. This is a movement to raise consciousness and to shatter the swarm. So A, do you go? If you go to the front of that card, Colin, what does it say? Do you want to save yourself? If you want to get healthy, there's no government coming to save you. Right? So do you want to save yourself? If you do, we have the ways to teach you how to fight. But if you don't want to do that, I don't even want to talk to you. It's irrelevant. So now my running for office, you can see the amount of effort they have to do to make us invisible, right? But in the midst of that, we're finding amazing people. We got a guy, Nicholas Lupo, an electrician who went to collect signatures. He got thrown in jail. They cavity searched him. Okay. He's learned how to file lawsuits. He's leading all of Kentucky in the South. Okay. We have a woman, Rose Cias, who's, you know, 70 plus years old. She's a high school teacher. Okay. Uh-huh. She built up our entire movement in New Jersey. We have Frank and Vicky Marshall in Wisconsin, who got us on the ballot. Frank runs a small pizza store. Creates the best pizzas everywhere, works his butt off. Mm-hmm. Okay. We have people in Utah, right? An 82-year-old woman in Utah who was a mayor of one of the small towns in Utah. She galvanized people to get us on the ballot. You see, this is not top-down shit. And so please, we have to start respecting ourselves, Colin. We have to completely change our minds. That's what this is about. This is about having respect for you. When you ask me about fucking Trump or fucking Musk, or you're not having respect for yourself and our people who work so hard. I do. And that's where real change begins. Us. Your health doesn't change if you say, you know what? I want to take care of my health. And that's what this happens. Everything that they do is to manipulate you to have their conversations, feeling sorry for them. We need to take care of ourselves. And that's what this is about.
Beautiful. This is Dr. Shiva. Dr. Shiva is running for president. As you know, you go to vashiva.com or shiva4president.com.
And shatterthestorm.com.
And Shutter. Well, you got thousands of freaking websites.
No, but the most important one, if you want the recipe, go to Shatter the Swarm. Start there. Your sons, your daughters, everyone. Mm-hmm. To know what I'm doing for president, go to ShivaForPresident.com. That's pretty much the two sites. Okay. That's where the journey begins. My running for president is showing you that I walk the walk. Okay. I walk the talk. I'm the only fucking presidential candidate who's anti-Zionist. Zionism is anti-American. Zionism is racism in the service of imperialism. Trump is a fucking Zionist cocksucker, and he's pissing on all of his MAGA people. He's literally pissing on them, and they're drinking his fucking urine. That's what's going on right now. Mm-hmm. Because they have lost respect for themselves. Okay? So our movement is slapping people upside the head if they want to listen. But out of that, we're finding amazing people. We're like, what the fuck? Of course. We have many people used to follow Trump or Bernie Sanders or this other idiot, Tulsi Gabbard. People are waking up saying, okay, I have to be honest. Do I really want to change the world? If I don't want to change the world and this is all entertainment, please go hang out with Trump all day. Let him fucking abuse you. Go hang out with Kamala Harris. But if you want to be a serious adult, then our movement's here, and we are having many wins. The fact that we got on the ballot, that's a serious victory. The fact that we have now state leaders, serious victory. The fact that they have to go to so much extent to make us invisible, Colin, that's a serious victory. We will never win on their battlefield. And even if we wanted to win the presidency, it can only be done with the bottoms-up movement, Colin. So we win anyway. Every person that watches Shatter the Swarm, every person who gets our card, every person who comes to our open house, we're expanding consciousness. And remember, you don't need to get everyone to agree. You don't need to 50%. You only need 3-5%. And it's over. So if you take a pond that's absolutely silent, you don't need to drop a big rock. You just have to drop a lot of little ones, and it'll create a standing wave. That's consciousness raising. That's what we're doing, Colin.
That's awesome. And I'm with you on this one here. I mean, life is a ride. What could it tell? The ride goes up and down. It's like a roller coaster. So
yeah. Anyway, Colin, I hope this is valuable for you and your audience. But we have to understand the real enemy of the people is our ignorance and being manipulated by these people to think they are working for us. Whether it's Trump or Kamala, whether it's the obvious establishment, like the Bushes and the Clintons, or the not so obvious establishment, like the Tulsi Gabbards, the booby fucking Kennedys, or the Bernie Sanders, right? These people talk, you know, like they're for us. They're all one. They're working against our interests. They, to them, genocide is a vehicle to grab land. They don't give a fuck about you. Stop worrying about them. That is the message, Colin. Period. Thank you, Colin. So again, everyone should go to Shatter the Swarm.
Thank you, Kevin.
Go to Shiva for President, but get involved. The cool thing is we have an amazing community of people, so you won't feel alone. Come to the orientation. Go to truthfreedomhealth.com. Become a warrior scholar. That's the goal. We win. We are winning, and they know it. And this is why they have to do so much shadow banning. Thanks, Colin. Be well. Be the light. Best to you and your family.
Bless you, Dr. Shiva. Dr. Shiva, I'm going to run the ad again.
Yeah.
You can see it.
Thanks, Colin.
I'm totally impartial, but I want to always make some here
today.
Thanks
for your support, Colin. And everyone listening, there's about 10 days left in the election. Go to Shiva for President. Vote or write in Dr. Shiva. In most states, you can write in the name Dr. Shiva, or you'll see our name on the ballot. But get out there and recognize that I'm the only candidate who's bottoms up, the only one who's building a movement, the only anti-Zionist candidate. Jill Stein, by the way, sucks Zionist cock. She is a snake. She's the new Democratic Party that they're grooming. There's a uniparty, and then they're going to use a Libertarian and the Green Party to create the vacuum, which they need to fill, so we don't consume that vacuum, you see? So the establishment always says the obvious establishment, the uniparty. Now they have to create a new establishment. Jill Stein, through Cynthia McKinney, a black congresswoman out of the Green Party because Cynthia McKinney said that 9/11 was done by Israel. Okay? So Jill Stein and called Cynthia McKinney an anti-Semite. Jill Stein is a sleazy Zionist. Okay? Thanks, Colin.
Thank you, Captain. Well, thank you, Dr. Shiva. We're going to run the ad, and I bless you all, guys. So follow Dr. You. Shiva. Remember, on Vashiva, Shiva on Twitter, and then go to free downloads on vashiva.com or shivaforpresident.com. Get your car and vote.
Shatterthestorm.com. Shatterthestorm.com.
Okay. There we go. And this is the ad. I'm running the ad now. There you go.
Who would have ever thought I'd be running for president of the United States of America? I was born a low-caste untouchable in India's caste system, a system of aristocracy, oppression, and racism. My name is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure. I'm an MIT PhD, a Fulbright scholar, a scientist, engineer, entrepreneur, and inventor. My family and I left India to come to America on my 7th birthday. I grew up in the working-class neighborhoods of New Jersey, playing baseball, mowing lawns, painting houses, and coding software. My friends and neighbors are blacks, Italians, Irish, people of all races. As a 14-year-old, I wrote 50,000 lines of software code to create the world's first email system and was awarded the first U.S. copyright for email, recognizing me as its official inventor at a time when copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I did that long before I ever came to MIT, revealing that big innovations can occur anytime, any place, by anybody. Growing up, I saw politicians dividing us by race and religion in both America and India to have us fighting each other while they remained safe in their gated communities and in their playgrounds of Hollywood, Martha's Vineyard, and Silicon Valley. I'm a fighter. I fought racism and exposed their imperialist wars, fought for workers, and put my life on the line against global corruption. I never wanted to run for political office. All that changed when I saw working Americans as never before being duped by the establishment and the not-so-obvious establishment. Across left and right, we were being sold out and made to forget why we came to America and why America existed. Lawyers, academics, billionaires, celebrities and politicians, elites, Clintons, Kennedys, Bidens, Obamas, Bushes, black and white have hijacked America. They printed trillions for their friends. They delivered crumbling infrastructure, corruption and racism. They transferred trillions to themselves, dividing black and white, fear-mongering and fake science. Lockdowns and censorship, dirty air, food and water, pushing drugs upon us, making us sicker. We've been sold out. One set of rules for them and another for us. We deserve a warrior with a history of courage in putting everything on the line for you, who believes in you, not them, who has created a movement bottoms up for truth, freedom, health. I've exposed their lies at the right time, never waiting until it was popular. I've exposed their false gods who exist to lead you back to them. I've exposed their fake science of lockdowns and masking and provided you solutions to fight them and win and protect your immune system, saving millions. I exposed Fauci, galvanized the Fire Fauci campaign when others remained silent. When they stole our election, we sued the government and Twitter in our historic 2020 federal lawsuit, exposing in bare view the government and big tech censorship infrastructure, the unholy alliance between government and social media companies. Where was Elon and his grifters? They stood by the sidelines and did nothing. They did not use their megaphones to help us when it could have made a big difference. Now our movement grows for truth, freedom, health, independent of all of them. Every day, millions are learning the science of systems, the knowledge the elites do not want you to have, so you may learn how to think, stand up, and fight, independent of the establishment of left and right and their fake heroes. Now it's time for you to join the movement to win back America, to win back truth, win back freedom, win back your health. That's why I'm running for president of the United States. This race is about you. This race is about truth, freedom, health versus power, profit, control. We've had enough. They think we'll fall in line and vote again for their lawyers, celebrities, billionaires, and chosen ones from above. We choose our heroes from below, from the rank and file, who do what is right at the right time, not when it's convenient and popular. They can never represent us. What America needs is a movement by the working people, for the working people, who are educated, organized, decentralized, and fight for independence from their systems of control. And that movement exists. It's ready for you. We don't need them. We need us to go bottoms up, neighbor to neighbor. My journey, your journey, are all the same. It's our time. It's time we had one of us. It's time to win back truth, freedom, health, to win back America. Be part of this historic movement all the way to our victory on November 5th, 2024. If you're an American citizen, Pledge your vote now for Dr. Shivaya Duray, the independent candidate for U.S. president. No matter where you live, you can be a part of this. Volunteer as little as 20 minutes a day. Don't delay. This is Dr. Shivaya Duray, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Shiva for president.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that. And that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right, the Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. And the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhealth.com, so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there. but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com.